Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, I heard you were a wild one.
And welcome, everybody. That was Energy by Ben Sound. I hope you're all having a great time. You know what it's time for. It's time for Friday Psychics Gone Wild. I hope you're ready to go wild. We have a lot of you calling in. The phone number 773-897-6461 is how to get in on that fun. So welcome. This is Jethro. Those of you know me as Psychic Jethro, I've been doing this a couple of years. I was born with a gift, able to read auras, and after a near-drowning experience, was able to hear clairaudience, energy of people's guides, to do progression work so that you can be able to know and get what you need to have happen from your guides. I hope you guys are having a great time. We are going to be here, and you guys are ready. It's Friday. I have that most phenomenal person behind the curtain here. You all know, well, behind the radio, huh? So what I want you to get ready for, wonderful actress, producer, psychic, medium, community activist. She's been communicating with the spirit world since she was a toddler. She conducted her first seance at the age of 8. And since, on radio, TV, film, she's been living in rooms across America, working and specializing in doing energy flow with people, working in spaces, situations, and also working with the natural elements. The one, the only, the phenomenal, Patty Negri. Patty, how are you doing?
Ta-da! I am great, Jethro. Thank you so much. Happy Friday. It is beautiful here in Los Angeles. We've been having some big wind, which is kind of fun, except when electricity goes out. So I am great. I'm ready for some movement and air and opening things up. Let's do it.
Wonderful. And we have a wonderful Will helping us. Okay, we're happy, baby. We wanted to plan
for
it.
I hear a baby.
We have no idea, but Will, our sound man's had a little trouble. We want someone to happy, and he gives us happy baby. I'm glad Will's happy there. He said he's a happy Patty Bob. Okay, good. Patty, we've had a lot of individuals through the years ask these questions, and some of these we know, those of you new listeners that are calling in, this is the place to go wild. If you're worried, if you're having problems about seances, you want to know about a medium. If you're in California, you want a healer, a white witch, someone to help you with things that other people might not understand or willing to go. Get a hold of Patty or me, Psychic Jethro, here in Washington, D.C. or Tampa, and we'll help you. Whether we can get there with you or work with you, we have a very large connection also of friends and people we can help you get to. So what we're here is to help you. And we have a lot of you calling in new people. Jethro, I'm amazed. Patty's a beautiful woman. I looked at her aura and I realized I think that Patty knows how to read and talk with my uncle. I've heard a medium. Does Patty do this with table tapping, or does she actually work and tell me what they're saying, Patty?
Okay, well, no, I actually communicate directly. Table tapping is fun, though in my house, because I'm married to a drummer, it's drums tapping. Why do a plain old table when you could hit a snare? And they're up about 15 feet, so no one could reach them, and that's my form of table tapping. But no, in mediumship, and in most mediums, table tapping is something that happens in seances, like you could sounds in this, where you're letting people really experience it. But if you're a regular medium, or a large medium, or a small medium, mediumship, you actually do communicate. You either hear or sense or see all the different clairs go directly to the spirit. So it's not just tapping. I mean, you can use other devices like that, or dowsing rods or pendulums, to get specific yeses and nos. But I mean, in my mediumship, and I think most people's, we just communicate directly.
I love that. And for those of you tuning in, and exactly, see, this is the thing that you guys were talking about before, and we had a lot of our clients call on us, and Patty is the real thing. We bring you the best. I love the fact that we're going to read a couple of people here that we've got. We've got a little bit of references here. If these are actual people who've had work with Patty. Those of you who don't know how to contact her, get a hold of her at PattyNegri.com. That's PattyNegri.com. There's no hidden about this or anything. She keeps it really cool and easy to grab a hold of her. So if you want to get a hold of her, get a hold of PattyNegri.com, and you'll get that beautiful mediumship. As a personal experience, I can share with you, being there in California, watching Patty work with other individuals and do an actual seance, which I know, you guys know with me, I used to at one time a little nervous with this. Not since Patty. Patty's got me over that, and I realize that there are strong people who are able to do it. It's something you don't just have everyone do. You're not going to go have a heart surgery by Louis the physician or Denny the dentist, because the dentist is not going to know how to do that surgery. Patty is a professional. She's done this a few days, and she knows how to do this and actually experience. We had a very positive experience. Those of you know my KKME, we went through and saw this. It's phenomenal. So those of you tuning in, I hope you're getting ready. We're going to go ahead and we'll get to you. We've got a few more things working with this. I'd like to read you to you guys just a little bit here from a testimonial. I am a member of the Hollywood's community as a ceramics instructor for underprivileged elementary school children in Los Angeles City, California. Patty has one special talent, a gift you might say, that enters another perception, another dimension, if you will. Rare are those who have such an ability. Special are those indeed, their insight into some of life's cauldron of great mysteries and yearnings to know more of the universe behind our mortal limits is astounding. This is written by Honored Mella and Yuga Transcale, Glendale, California, and they put down with their other information if you want to verify this. What's excellent, though, you guys, is these are real people out in Glendale, California, who Patty has shown. So what you're writing, and I love with all you guys, you're excited, you want to do it, put your back into it, get a hold of Patty, and Patty can help you. If you have something in your house that's going there, she can talk with you, work with this, she'll know what to do with those things you're hearing and know whether it is it. But Patty, I want to know the difference of it. I keep having some loud noises from my uncle. We know that he passed away in this house, and he left the house to my sister. My sister couldn't afford it, and unfortunately, as things were set to be, she worked with me and I took over the payments and have now almost bought the house. My concern is, now that I'm getting close to it, I'm not sure, is it a squirrel, or do I have my uncle upset at me because I took over this house?
He is absolutely not upset with you. No, because he gets it. I mean, you saved the house, and that's how he's looking at it. You might have squirrels, too, but it's not all squirrels. I think he's going to communicate you in really good ways. So see how you're seeing it different in the perception. You saved the house for the family, and he's really grateful for it. And he will communicate to you more and more if you are open to it. And if you're not, you can shut him down. That's fine. He won't take it hard. But he's a talkative one.
So get a hold of him. You're right there in Pasadena. You know that Jake's right there. You can see on there. Those of you getting a hold of us on the Facebook, I love it. Welcome to the show. Psychics Gone Wild. Call us at 773-897-6461. We're going to grab a few of those phones right now. So get ready to go wild. How are you, 480? What do you know, 480?
Hi, this is Mike.
Welcome, Mike. I'm so glad you called in. This is Jethro and Patty, and we're having a Friday. It's been a while since we've talked to you. How's things going?
Things are going well. Working on a couple projects. There's been some momentum, but the thing is I've got to have the J-O-B, and I'm waiting for a new restaurant to open, and as, like any new restaurant, you know, there's delays and so forth, and management feels that they should open – get the final approval end of next week, and I just kind of wanted to see how you both feel, if that being accurate or more delays.
Wow, Patty, what do you ladies first? How do you feel with our mic?
I think, Mr. Mike, is it good? I think it's good, and I think it's going to happen. But I think you've got a little bit of a almost. Something to clear up yourself. I don't want to say attitude adjustment because it's not your attitude. Even the way you said that J-O-B, like it was a bad thing, it's a good thing and it's a thing you want. But are you holding an issue, whether attached to this place or a different place that you're holding on to, almost like a resentment or a betrayal about something?
Well, the last job sold me a bunch of goods and wasn't even close to delivering it.
Okay, That was the last job. You're carrying it into this job. Don't carry it into this job or you'll create it. We're manifestors. And everybody loves being a manifester, but that goes both ways. You know,
sure.
If you're like, you've got that other job screwed me and this job's going to screw me, because that's the first thing I got, that, yeah, this is opportunity, this is coming, but I got this big old block from you, not from them. Don't carry it in with you. Let it go. Take a white bath, jump in a bath with some salt, some sugar, some milk, cleanse it all out. You know, there's a million ways to let it go, but don't take off those glasses before you step into this new place, because it's there.
Yes.
Okay. No, I appreciate that. Yeah, absolutely.
And I agree with Penny. I feel it's a little bit of a delay, and I feel like that's, we're both right on. That's what I love working with her. Can you tell how we both grab a hold of your mic? We're going to dance with you until you're ready. What we got going on with you is exactly, she said that. I feel that, and because of those things that you're doing there, things have been stumbling with you a bit. I can relate with you. Food service is not an easy. I do, and those of you know, I do right now a physical job on top of it for my grounding. It's a really good way to get out assertive, and I'm not being mean to all of you guys. You guys know I run restaurants my whole life. But you, Mike and me get each other when it comes to that. Sometimes when you're working around people with food service, they're not only hungry, they got a little bit of an edge. So you got to be on your game, or like you had, things will happen. People like to dream big, go there, and then all of a sudden they go, what happened to the checkbook and things, you know, what we were talking there. Can you feel, and I feel, Mike, what they said for you is that it's going to take a little bit of a delay. And Patty was exactly helping you with your blocks. I feel that's going to excel you to another level. There's something, they want you to do more with the financial of this. You've been working hard, and I see you diagramming or plotting something. You have something there that you plan to take this week's finances to another level of expansion that you're dealing with, or a bit, you're after the big game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's one of the projects with a business partner, and it's just kind of slow to launch. So I've still got to, you know, stick with the job that pays the day-to-day bills.
Right, and that's okay. That's exciting. That's an opportunity for you. So keep it that way. This is a great thing to have to get you to the other place.
Yeah, no, you're exactly right. And with that little delay, and you don't foresee any issues in paying rent for May?
You're going to be able to pay your rent in May. You're going to be able to pay your rent in May. Yeah.
Okay.
Dream
okay.
big. She's talking manifesting. When you put if and when and could I, then you put out little signs of, here I go, let's stress Mike. What you want to put out is, I have done, I will, I'm assured, I've got, and not only positively, you remove all the left parts of what's coming up, because those left parts of your brains are coming up, and you got to, I will accept all means, I will budget, I will have this financial. You grab a hold of it. This is an area, Mike, I can tell you, I'm grab at. I 8 years old, raised in a restaurant. The reason is I owned that restaurant at 18 because I went, I'm going to grab it. It's mine. Let's do it. Let's get it on. What I also love to do with finances is to put that strength. I've got my budget. I'm able to bring it up, and then what you do is you see it, you know it, you do it. You know, don't gamble, just know it like you got it. Of course you got it, because you're strong. Definitely get a hold of us at one of our websites, mindpsychicjethro.com, pattynegri.com. I'd like to really help you, Mike, and I'm going to put you in for today. We're giving away a malachite necklace here. If you go to psychicjethro.com, write me an email. It's real simple. You hit on there, it'll say email. Write me and say, I like this about Patty. I like that about Jethro. Malachite brings in money, and I think that it would be something that you would really like having there in your house to manifest even more money.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you. I will.
You rock, Mike. Thank you for calling Wild.
Here we go.
Thank you.
We're having a blast. That was a friend from the past. I hope you guys are ready to go wild. We got a bunch of you calling in. Patty, I want to know you. You joke about this, and we have the big tease up here in Canada. I've been wearing blue panties off and on. I bought 7 cents of them. I've had all these interviews. I have a lot of new friends now, and we joke about it. I know I didn't show him the panties, but I teased Jethro because he's my friend and likes to turn red. But I wanted to know, those of you on the show, I've had some really good success with them. I had a friend here in Canada also told me about wearing a certain perfume, and it's done well in my relationships. Any more great things to wear, Patty? Because I love your fashion.
Ah, ha, 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 ha. Well, the more than anything is be aware. Yes, that blue panties is magic. And all of our senses, we are sensorial beings. So be conscious when you're, yes, we all dress to like, I feel good in this, I look good in that. You know, we want to do that. But take advantage of colors. Colors mean things. They have attributes, whether it's the official color you look in a book, like with candles and colors and chakra colors, or what it means to you. Be conscious that my blue shirt makes me feel like that, and my red sweater makes me energized, and this one relaxes or focuses me. And be conscious in what we put on every day. The more conscious we are, the more it matters. You know, either nothing can matter in life or what we wear, or everything can matter. Let it matter, and let us give us power. This is my lucky bracelet. This is my whatever boots. These are my and the more we give them powers to the attribute, the more they take them on. You know, and colors and textures and scents, like with the perfume, all really do have real attributes. Rose, if there's any rose in that perfume, that's real love. That is the sacred love. You want love, use rose. Have roses. Wear rose. Yes, it works, as with every different flower and scent has things. And it's just mostly we're unaware of it. We're unconscious to it. It's going to work a little bit anyway, even when we're unconscious because of the attribute, but it'll work 1,000 times more when we know what and why.
And I love it. Nathaniel, a friend of mine, is writing this from Sedona. Jethro, tell him about the biorhythms. Patty's right on. We all agree with this. We love Patty so much. I don't care what Patty wears. Patty looks good. Leave her alone. We love you guys. So, Nathaniel, we got you. We will leave her alone, but we're going to tease her a little bit here on the show. Those of you tuning in, this is real. This is wild. You want more, you got to grab more. Let us know there at the site. Those of you tuning in, Jethro, I can't believe that you've got two sites. Are you working two jobs? I'm working, baby. You know, what I'm doing is I'm just helping as many people as I can. I've been very fortunate and very blessed to have a very good gift. I have a lot of friends, so get a hold of me. I do know you guys know I only do a half an hour to an hour. If you want to get a hold of me, catch 773-897-6461. This is the only place I do a mini, and I do it here for no charge. The reason we are going to love about this is I get to work with people like Patty, and you get to talk to me live on the phone. So let's grab on. 706, how you doing?
Hi, Jethro. It's Mary Ellen. It's been a long time.
It has, and you have just left me out here, and I'm ready to cry. What are you doing?
Well, a lot of things are happening business-wise and waiting for a contract there. I think we're going to be finalizing that pretty shortly. And also, there's a, I don't know what's happening with the house I'm in. I don't know if we're going to buy it or if we're also looking at a different house, so help.
Mary Ellen, my money magnet, what are you doing? And now you got this what ifs. What happened to you? What have they done to you? See, you should be coming to me. I could keep you on the roof. And you know I'm accurate. Am I not joking? Have I not been accurate to you? Am I a psychic who tells you the future?
Yes, you have been accurate. It's just, and, you know, there's been been a lot of things just going.
Okay, okay, I'll give you that. You know, me and Patty have been over here waiting. We're fun, but you go off with those ones that don't know that. You go over there and play with those kids with the aluminum heads. It ain't my fault you're getting baked potato advice, you know. Ellen, I'm glad you called in. You know I love you. One of our regulars and friends of mine that I've helped through the years. I do see you're going to with the house. But Patty was just talking about something here with manifesting with you. And that's, you've got to get into this, girl. You've got to grab onto it. You know, there's different days of the week to do these different energies. If you're looking at a house, you want to be on Tuesday with Mars. You want to get set down. Look at it. Do the energy, go into getting it. You need to do a map. Remember, back in the day, we talk about how you put out a simple survey of writing it out. You put it out in a circle. You make sure that you see it, you've got it, you know it. You, because of your different energies, and we just talked to Mike about this, you take out that left side, could have, would have, should have, the negative energy. You take and accept all means. There's something holding on with contracts with you and money, but you like that fight. See, that's why I mean you get along. If they throw us a big bear, we go, I don't mind him being a rock. I'll make friends with him. He'll lay down on the side of me. You know, we like that.
Right.
Mario. And that's why as an entrepreneur, if you're afraid of the water, don't jump in with those of us who are intensely going to make it happen. Patty, help me here. What are you seeing with her? Do you see something with her contract? Something's holding on to her there.
What I see is you're a little bit afraid. I think that it's going to happen, but again, you have a little bit of afraid of the wrong one, so you don't make a choice, even if it's with the houses and the contracts. So it's a way of being. Like, don't be afraid of making a choice, even when it's not your choice. The contracts are going to come in, but you have a little hesitation, like what if it's the wrong contract or what if it's the wrong house, right?
Well, I'm not worried about the contract because I know it's coming because of the meeting that we had.
Okay, so it's the house.
So it's the house. The house, you know, and the house we're in, I absolutely love it. And I don't know, I am so angry right now with the landlord, and his wife died in the house, and Betty is all over the place there.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess, you know, I want her to slap him into whatever. Because, I mean, I don't know if I'm angry because she's angry or I just don't know what to do anymore with that.
But how is the anger serving you? You know, well, I mean, if you could really use it productively to do something positive for yourself, for your life, great. But
anger
just spins is just wasted energy.
But it's not, I don't get angry. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
That's not,
so maybe it's not even your anger at all.
That's why I'm, yeah. So is it her or is it just, you know, I don't know.
You need Patty to help you with this house, Mary Ellen. Do you see what you're doing even with Patty? Patty's trying to help you, honey. And what you're doing is you're putting up an edge here. And Patty loves you. Patty's busy all the time. All she's trying to do is get in. There is something happening. Something in that house is making you assertive and aggressive. You have
mm-hmm.
you have the fight there. Get a hold of Patty. Patty, do a session with you. You know, what's going to happen? She's going to manifest with you. You and her are going to grab on and get some bigger stuff and find out why that's anger. This person that's got that house, there's something going on there that they keep making you want to do this. They're progressioning through you. They're coming out through the energy. And Patty's going to have to talk to them. You know, she's going to have to work with you, see what this energy is, what's going on. You're going to have to let her mediate between you. That's what a medium does. You guys see all those great shows, and they're like, oh, I see the great Buddha. You see if you want Patty. You want someone who sits down and goes, he's saying over there that he's mad. He's saying he's pissed off at you, and he's not liking you here. We need to help him either to the light, or he's going to come into a positive of what's going on. Something's all over that house, and you keep saying it, but then nobody's cleaning it. Get a hold of one like Patty, a professional who can cleanse this, put this out. Let this go to where it needs to be. Do you know what I'm saying, Mary Ellen? I'm getting on you as
right,
a dad.
Right.
I love you, and you know that.
Yeah, because
right.
Otherwise it's using it as a block for you, and you don't need to be angry. It's not even your anger. You're mad at him for whatever, but go for solutions or not anger. Again, that's using it as a block.
Is he going to be reasonable? Or we're going to put something together, you know, as far as, you know, like he wants to put a lockbox on the house. He wants to do this. He wants to do that. And I just said, Fred, we've been here for 7 years, going on 7 years. You know, we're interested in buying the house, but,
okay.
You know.
Appeal to his sense of integrity. Appeal to his sense of ethics. Appeal to his his virtue is this. Don't go in expecting he's going to be an ass, because people always live into your expectations. Don't be expecting he's mean and angry and he's a stupid guy, because he'll smell that you think that. No matter what you say, or no matter what, if you're a good poker face or good actor you are, going, okay, Bob, we want to buy the house, you're really thinking you're an idiot and you're going to be mean. And he's going to smell that. Not literally smell, but he's going to see that energy. So appeal to what's good in him, because everybody has it. Even if you haven't seen it in a while, go to his integrity. Expect him to do good by you, and he will do better. This is where we have control. We don't always have control of what happens. Maybe he's an idiot. Maybe he's this, or maybe he's that. An earthquake happens. A house falls down. We can't always control that, but we have 100% control of how we react to it, and how we react to it changes the situation more than that original thing. That's
okay.
Where you have the power.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Good. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
My dog agrees.
Thank you, Jethro. Thank you, Mary Ellen. You keep
in
contact with us, okay?
Beautiful spirit.
Love you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You're welcome. Those out there fighting ghosts, those trying to get their house, those trying to get it getting,
mm-hmm.
Get a hold of us and get it on. Get a hold of us so we can help you. I love you guys. A lot of you are writing me the most hilarious stuff, but I got to share one here. I just love the show. I don't know what it is, but I just think Patty's the best. I agree with her very much. Sometimes people bring out energy in me. She helps me focus. I want to tell all of you, I have been doing this for a couple of years, listening to your show. I went from being very agoraphobic. I was very much had a problem even coming out of my household. Now watching and listening and working with my counselors and other friends and listening to your show, I'm able to deal with other individuals, and I'm not afraid anymore. I want to thank you, Miss C. That's very personal. That gets me. That's why we're doing this. For those of you who call in, you're like, Jethro, you go into it. You love the show. You got this going on. It's not easy. I've got technical things going wild. Patty's out there working in California. She's going wild. We take this time to get wild with you. We got a bunch of you calling in. And please, if you get in the phone and you get a few minutes, be so grateful we're giving you this. If you're not, or it gets out, just contact us and get with us and get the reading. You're going to get so much more with us. That's why we do this. I do apologize to those of you who are contacting message phones or other and saying you're upset you didn't get in. And Patty and Jethro, you've listened 3 times. And that's the whole point of this, is we're getting you to know us. I've been doing this, I will say, way over 30 years. Yes, I'm a little like Pebbles and Bam Bam. The really good thing that's happening about it, and what I love about it, is I'm still just as good as I was. My teacher taught me a long time ago, a psychic tells you something nobody else tells you. A psychic shows you the future to help you with that gift. Patty's on here real. She helps you. She's gifted. She's a reader. She does work with healing. She does work with mediumship. You want to get this done, get a hold of Patty for that mediumship. Number one word that's going out to the United States for all of you that are doing medium. We have a joke here. The number one word for the best fun should be Patty, Jethro. I love your show. Thank you.
Oh.
And that's our tech support. They're writing in. They always love me and Patty on together. So you have to listen to Happy Babies and other stuff because they're just glad to have her back. So thank you.
And also, people, if you're worried, make sure you're listening to the other people, because this is what I find, because usually I'm talking to myself. So if it's like you're on hold and you don't know if you're going to get through or not, make sure you're not just phoning and listening to the other guy, because 10 to 1, there's a message for you when we're talking to somebody completely different. That's what I find when I'm listening to somebody else's radio show, or when I'm the one being the psychic or medium or reader and I'm talking to somebody else going, oh, wait, that's for me too. I mean, that's kind of daily. Oh, yeah, that's for me too. So yeah, take it all in. It all counts.
And I love you guys that are tuning in. And this is the thing that's also, we're going to be real honest with you. This is the wild side. Don't grab a hold of us. This is like a tiger unless you're ready to do this. I will not promote unless you're the real thing. And speaking of the real thing, we've got writing in here from California. Yes, you guys are the real deal, 100%. Uriel Riley. Thank you, Uriel. And Uriel is the real deal. For those of you that want to contact Uriel, contact me at 928-284-0437 if you want the special. If not, contact him right there on Facebook if you want Uriel Healing. Those of you know from Florida and have heard about it, saw when I was having problems, could hardly walk, had problems with my hip. Something was going on that was not so pleasant, and I don't believe in surgery, and I'm sorry, Western doctors and their bored way of throwing pills at you. So what I did did a prayer, was able to have a person named Uriel, which you can meet him physically in California right now, who actually did a laying on hands work with me, a very nice exercise. And those of you know, I don't do yoga. I love pizza. I'm more better at lasagna. This gentleman worked with me. He got me going at this. He did very light exercise, very kind person, very nice, positive man. And I'm able to physically walk. No pain, no problems, nothing. The only thing I need to do now is stay positive and keep up the exercises that I was doing, and he taught me some more. So those of you tune in, you get a hold of him. He is the one. I will give you a special deal because of the blessing that he was brought into my life to heal. You want to get a reading with me, you go to psychicjethro.com, you buy the reading, put in his name. That's Uriel, just like the angel. It's really kind of cool. He was named after Uriel, the most archangel that works with cosmic records, for those of you keeping track of angel work, and put that in, and I will give you a deal if you go ahead and work with it and have a session there. California, come on, step up. I know you in Pasadena, when I was there, what, 8 years ago, you wanted healers like him. Grab a hold of him. Nadine, I know you need the healing with it. You know as well as I do, your back hurts. Now get a hold of him, have the work, because I don't promote him unless he's going to do it. The good thing also is Patty's there. Patty's in L.A. You guys are writing me the funniest stuff. What do I do on a weekend? Get a hold of Patty. Patty, tell him about some of the stuff you're doing on TV.
Oh, actually, this weekend, for those of you who like this sort of things, I've got a brand new Ghost Adventures episode. I've been lucky the last 3 years or so that I'm kind of the go-to psychic medium or seance person for Zach Bagans and his beautiful Ghost Adventures crew. The new season just started this past week, and we've got a new episode on tomorrow night. It sounds scary, and a little bit is. I think it's Freak Show Murder House or something, but it's really interesting. If you like Zach called me and didn't tell me any what was going on or what this house was, and he's like, okay, walk, as he does, walk around the house. What do you feel? You know, when I find myself lying on the floor, it's like, okay. But it was the site of a double murder, which I hadn't known, this home invasion murder. So it's really interesting. I mean, I don't know how much enlightenment you'll get from it, but I always do. Whatever kind of shows I do, I want to bring my message to it. Again, at least the awareness of, wow, there's a whole other world out there. You know, and even when we're hunting down ghosts at murder houses, you know, or I'm doing Bad Girls Club or, you know, Chachi's World or all those different kinds of shows, it's about bringing the message to it. So if anybody likes Ghost Adventures, tomorrow night, Saturday night, 9 p.m. on the Travel Channel. It's fun. It's a nice late night. What?
I love it. Thank you, Patty. That's one thing that I want to tease you guys. And she just said something very modest here. Have you guys not ever watched something that Patty's not connected to that you don't learn, watch, or feel something from? Patty, you're one of the most connected people we have. We all love you very dearly. Not only number one voted psychic in the United States, you have went on with American Federation, Lightworkers, other associations, and put the word out there from United States on through the world. Patty, you're very just one of our lightworkers. You know, not only a friend, as I've learned through being around you, what I really respect about you is you do what we need to get done. So you guys contact us. We've got a lot of ones right now. Patty's so cool on TV. I watched her YouTube on how to manifest money. It's really cool because I have $783 from this. Jethro, you were right. This lady isn't just magic. She's one. Okay. So get on. Let's grab the phones. We've got people calling. I know you guys are texting me. I love you dearly, but if I text you right now, you're not going to be able to read it because I'm not a real great speller, and Kay is right now laying down because she's wild. So you guys got to grab all of it. And come on, you guys. I've only got how many phones going? Give me a break. 508. You're not late. Come on, 508. Let's go. I got you in. How you doing?
Oh, hi. How are you?
Great. Is this Kundalina, baby?
It is, yeah.
Oh, my God, Kundalina, baby. I was going through everything, trying to get through. I got someone around me, said, don't let me call in. I'm trying to be shy. I'm trying to find you. You got away. I think you're magic, baby, because you got up through those callers like,
Well, maybe I needed to ask my question. My question is, I'm in, it's about my love life. Just wondering, I'm in a situation that's a little complicated, and I'm wondering what you see happening with that.
Very good.
You want to go Dr. Love start?
I do. And you know I love. This is why I did it. Those of you tuning in, this person wrote us in the room, and the guides gave me the ding-ding to help, and other people were shy, so I let her come up through the line. You can blame me on this one. What I love about you, I need to get permission, though. I didn't have, because the guides and professional and Christian, I need to have your first name that you use. You can give me a nickname.
It's Mary.
Or something. Thank you. Mary, I do feel that this is complicated, but I feel this is worth it. I feel like you're a very positive person. I feel what's happened is the person that you're with is a good individual. I feel that you're working at something. Something's not right here with your karma, though, and this happening. I feel like timing's off, too. Someone is blocking a little bit of this, and I feel like you need to go at a casual level, and I feel you need to be able to address your boundaries. There's something going on with boundaries in you. Even though we tease here, you're a very beautiful person. I can feel the energy. You have to be careful when you fall in love, you don't get tripped around or taken for advantage of or something. Something here is what I'm feeling. I feel like when you love deeply and you go all the way with money, finances,
mm-hmm.
you know, this person that's complicated or something has got to be able to stand for you. There's something they're not, something's going on a little tricky there. Something I feel like they're
yeah.
trying to, and there goes my Scorpio flag. It's like, oh no, baby, if you want dessert, then I better be the main course too. That kind of thing.
Yeah, that's it. That's pretty
you
much
got,
it. That's
and those of you tuning in, we're not talking about food, so put down your forks. We're getting food. Sometimes you don't get all of what you get unless it's meant to be for you. She's getting what I'm getting. And what I understand that's being getting is he needs to get with the program. He does have something else there, but what I feel real strong is he's going to do some other situation, and they go into what you want to do. They want you to be stringed out to another handling this and go into it. I feel he's not dealing with you completely as he should, because he thinks he has thou by the bait, something there. So what I'm telling you, if he wants to fish, fine. You want to pull me in on this pole, then you better have the arms and the strength and the heart to keep it. I feel like you need to test him a little bit more of, you know, because you know you're all that. He knows that. He's mm-hmm. dancing with you a little bit with the other, and I feel that this is going to go in a stronger level. Step up a little more, Mary, and fill out.
You're right about that, and I'll after you've given your assessment, I'll just kind of just tell you really quick. I feel like I found like the person for me, but unfortunately he's in an open marriage and I don't want to be part of that. And, but I feel like I want him to just leave that and be with me. And that I feel like, I don't know if that's going to happen. And,
And if you choose to be the dessert, that's a great thing with the open relationship. But I feel that he has a really good thing there. And I feel that for him, what he wants to do is he wants to continue on with that. I also feel the reason that they went to this point of open relationship isn't just because they want it open. I feel that there's another experience. I'm going to be blunt. I don't think you've been the only dessert. And I'm afraid that you might continue to keep on being the dessert unless you up the mounts. Then you have a real good opportunity of him to make that choice. You know,
okay.
You're good, and you're cool. And I those of you tune in, if it bothers you, turn off the TV, go to Disney. What we're doing right here is real. We've got people getting really into this, Mary, and I'm glad you called. This is an adult show. Patty, what do you help? Help her. We're white.
I kind of get the same thing, and I think you know the same thing, too. It's karmic, which to me means that lessons for everybody. It doesn't mean you're supposed to be. You're feeling what you think means you're maybe supposed to be with them. But I really think it's a lesson in strength. There's a lesson. The universe puts you together for you to get a lesson from it. Him to get a lesson from it. You can't worry about whether he gets his or not. But yours, I agree with everything Jethro said. From the beginning, when he was talking about boundaries and what you need and making sure you're not compromising, this is you. This is your life.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. I know what I feel comfortable with, but it's just so hard because we truly, truly are so connected, and we are like the same. We are so alike. Like if it were me in his situation, I'd be like, bye, you know. But it's hard because I don't really know what to do. I feel like I can't. I feel so attracted, and I feel like it's mutual, but I can't do the other person. I can't be the other person. And of course, yeah, I just can't wrap my mind around being another woman. It's not my thing, you know. Even if it's accepted, it's not my thing. So it's just hurtful. It's really, really upsetting.
Yeah. Have you? Do you know the wife? Have you talked to the wife or anything like that?
I don't want to, and I don't want to get involved with that. It's not that I have any jealousy there, because I feel like our connection is so special and unique, but I feel like I don't want to go there, you know?
Right. Okay. Well, then he's got his boundaries and needs, and you have yours, and they just may not match up.
Yeah, I know.
I love you, Mary, but I really feel it, and I agree with Patty. And, you know, I'm proud of you for doing that honorable thing. You know, and I look at it in another frame of mind. What I'm also hearing, just exactly what we're saying here, you're a very strong one. So I do feel that your guides are going to sit down with you. You know, I would turn it over with the other energy of this, because being in a great, positive, open thing is a great thing. But I also feel for you, you need to have some of that. We keep using the word boundaries, and I'm getting it from your guides. This could be opening you to another situation even better and stronger, of the next person there with the situation able to be open with you, and you work together in a related situation. You're very good, but you have that. Because your guides are not going to let go that you need to have this part where you guys are with each other and with each other in a relationship, as you being the queen bee, and that's how I'm going to leave it.
Okay.
You know,
okay.
I love you. You're a brave girl to bring this on the radio. We got people going, oh my God, I want to meet her because she's cool.
I know.
You could come on the show and we'll have a conversation about how do you date, how do you be big? Because people, you know, I've always been an open relationship person in my life. I've always been able to deal with people. Those of you know, I have a very monogamous relationship with Kay. We're the only with it, but I'm very open to the fact there is different things and makes people go. What it makes you happy, what works with all adults, is what I'm out for. You know, it's when mm-hmm. it's not, and somebody's getting hurt or abused or neglected or something odd, is when the relationship is call me an attorney steps in. So we love you, Mary. I got to roll.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
We're real, we're wild. We know we've got it going on. Those of you who see me kind of laugh, we had a little bit of a Facebook thing. If you're, oh my gosh, Jethro, you guys will talk anything. Yes, we will, within boundaries, and get a hold of us. We haven't found a battery yet, so if you've got something real going on called Psyche's Gone Wild, we're here to help. We do work with those individuals who are doing it. Haven't you ever had your angels giving you questions? That's what I want to tease those of you. Some of you guys ask me sometimes this stuff like this. There's a really good friend here that's writing me, Jason. This is what he wants to know. Jethro and Patty, I need to know something. Both of you have done this quite a few years. I know, Jethro, you do this only for a living. What I was very impressed with you is you talked about doing a show and working on your grounding at the place physical business. Patty earlier talked to Mike, who is someone I've listened to on the show, who does a physical job. I'm not able to call in, but I really would like to know. I work as a job here to pay the bills, and I know that Patty has become famous. Did Patty ever do that? Is she able to say, Jethro, to do something for a little while to keep things on the table, or was she just famous with the people she's worked with?
Heavens. I've done every kind of job. Every kind of job. I've makeup artist, pet store worker, a department store sales, the only thing I've not done is food service, because I'm too clumsy and I don't cook well. Even though I've been on MasterChef. No, and again, it's all in your attitude. You could look at it, this is a day job and I have to do this. Or you could go, this is an opportunity to let me pursue the things I do want to do. I live in Los Angeles, and that's expected, to do things. You know, every Uber driver is also a singer or a musician or an actor or a writer or a director, and that's okay. No, you can't. You don't look down because they also drive an Uber or they work at Starbucks. I mean, some of the most – I work with really, really, really famous people, not like me. I have a show here and there. I mean, like A-listers who win Academy Awards. And guess what? They do other things and have done other things. I mean, maybe they don't now. One, I don't even want to say who, but one TV show now, who she has, she did everything. She used to be my next-door neighbor. I took her through the 94 earthquake. And, I mean, she worked every kind of artist job, every kind of this, every kind of straight job. Because you're showing the universe that you're working, you're active, you're not sitting around waiting for something to happen, waiting for this other thing to be there. That's just dead energy that doesn't go anywhere. Get out, do anything, everything, and you're creating your future. You only let it get you so tired, so worn out, if you allow it.
Patty's right on. Those of you, and this is exactly what we're talking about, intuitively speaking, you guys read that with me on the interview, intimate interview with Psychic Jethro. That's the key. Patty's telling you one of the big keys. You guys are always asking me, how do you manifest it? How do you do it? In the Bible, you don't work, you don't eat. Go to work. Grab it on. I feel grateful. You know, I remember, and those of you know, I was a waiter in a truck stop. The really cool thing about it was, I know you laugh, nobody got the best of me. I'm a Scorpio and with a Libra. But if you wanted to really good food fast, I'm very good at that. I'm very good at doing the fact of doing it. What was more important is on the weekends, I was psychics gone wild. I raised 5 children very happily, I might say, very much good workers, all very strong. You can look and testify it through Facebook. What was important and what was good is I never gave law of my dream, but I kept it going with that. And I would do mental games. The gentleman earlier that was saying he was upset, I want to grab you and go, what is with you? Stop being upset. Every time I served a soup, I looked at that suit and said, and you're one more dollar for GoDaddy. You're one more dollar for me to getting that website. You're one more dollar for the psychic wheel, seeing somebody who will listen and let me do it. I worked in a cow town where people were like, you're psychic, don't come around me. And they were scared. One time I told the lady, I actually told her what was going to happen in her future. She didn't be grateful. She freaked out and told me, witch, be gone. She also threatened other people with me and told them that I didn't leave her alone. She was going to sick me on him. How does that feel as a Christian? I'm going to church. I'm in light. I'm feeling the grace of the light. So, long story short, you can't win with people that are doing it. You beat them. Do what Patty just said. There's people doing all these kind of work. Those of you who are getting inspired with us, we're showing you how to have your dream. You just got to keep at it and do the really hard thing. Those of you who are tuning in, how many times do you see Patty on Facebook? Quite a bit. Why do you see Patty on Facebook, who's famous? Because she's promoting, she's helping other people, she's getting it going on. We aren't about the numbers, we're about helping you. Get into what you love to do. If you love doing something, the money will go with it. Keep the job until the money comes. Right, Patty?
Exactly. Exactly. It's just common sense, and you'd feel good about it, not bad about it.
And I'm going to tease you, Paul. No, you can't bribe me to pick up the phones. We got a bunch of people. You have to wait like everybody else in Chicago. Calm down, friend. I'll see you soon. 678, it's time to go wild. 678, how are you doing?
Hi, how are you?
Great, you got it. Are you ready to go wild?
Yes. My name's Kathy, and I'm calling concerning employment opportunities. I've been looking for employment, accounting and finance, director, controller, manager type positions, and I'm having difficulties getting an offer, and I need an offer like yesterday. So can you see if you're seeing a job coming through, what's blocking the job coming through, whatever you see on the employment side?
For to start, yes, you're going to get one. But you've kind of let you need to raise your literal energy a little bit, even in your vocal, in the energy behind it. You've let that sadness and desperation it comes even through the phone a little bit. You've got to go wash that away in a million different ways to let it go and pull back into that hope, and that again, just flip it around. It's the same energy. It's just, you know, shred a little different. I think that's what it is, because it comes across too low vibrational. Jethro, are you getting that?
Oh, you're right on it. Yes, you're right on it. And see, this is where I want to tease you guys. Patty gets in there. Patty's a professional woman. She feels the intensity of it. I agree with her very much. I can feel there's also something else that's happened for you that there's something about the career with you working with your guides. Did you work with St. Michael or one of the archangels, one of the strong light blue, Ariel blue? What? Talk to me about what you're doing for your prayer and you're working with the higher power to bring this job to you.
Pretty much meditating, trying to meditate, and just saying positive things still. So that's it. It's hard.
Right now
it's hard to meditate because I can't concentrate still. So it's kind of, I try, but I don't know how effective it is. I try to keep saying,
okay,
I'll get a job.
No, it's okay.
You'll be able to keep your house. You'll be okay. Those type things.
Get it out. And I want you to practice this. That's what I'm feeling. I'm feeling your blue chakra in your throat. I'm feeling the angels. I work with students here in Alexandria. I wish you were closer. If you ever get to Virginia, come and see me 7 p.m. Friday nights at Mill Road. We get together, we lock the door, and we put angel work together. Let's get her done is what we call it, psychic circle. I feel what they're doing with you. And what I want to prove to you is that what we need to do is you need to get those fears and stuff out. I heard the emotion, and that's scary. You called the right person. We're here to help you. The really good thing is what I want you to do is I want you to bring in light through the nose, positive energy into that blue and then out. You will keep it. You got it. It's going to be able to do it. I heard your woods and it's locking your blue. You need to get pissed off, girl. You need to get angry. You need to go and get it out. This isn't there, and let that old thing go. Get it out first. You know, it's just like when you date a bad person. You can't go on if you're still worried about behind you. Oh, my gosh, they treated me bad. They didn't buy me this. They took me there. They kissed me terrible. They were a frog. You've got to go. Get it out. Get gone. Let the past go. Live in the present. And that's what me and Patty are picking up. And then I see you visualizing yourself surrounded with a positive light, beautiful blue sky energy of Angel Ariel. Ariel is the bringer of messages, and you accept that, and you take the grace of God Almighty, lighter, higher energy into that higher white creation. Accept it and out. See what I'm doing? And I count to seven, girl. 1, 2, 3, 4. Bring in light, hold it into that chakra right there, and then out. And then once you feel the grace and the light there, then you see it and know it, and we get that there. And then I want you to get a hold of me at psychicjethro.com. Write Attention Jethro, my first name, J-E-T-H-R-O. I'm going to send you some free things that's going to help you get it happening. You're going to be the one that I prove on this radio show we can get her done. I've been doing this 30-some years. Let's do it. You get a hold of me. I'll send you free information. You're my student now, and I'm going to help you keep the house, get her done, laugh about it, and in your spare time, call back me and Patty and giggle. You promise?
Oh, I will.
I got you down.
So sweet. You're lucky, girl.
Yes. I love
See,
you.
Your luck's just turned around. Your luck's just turned around.
Turns around.
That
and I've been doing this
nice.
A long time. No, honey, and I've been through what you've been through. I kept my properties. I kept my house. But I was in the same situation. I know when it's like, what you going to do when they come for you? We're not going to call the things. We're going to call ourselves, and we're going to get them. We call Patty Negri. What are you going to do? You're going to call it Psychic Jethro. You called the right number, 323, today. Get a hold of me. I'm going to help you get this going. I'm going to teach you how to meditate. I'm going to teach you how to get it. We're going to get you to manifest and have that work. And I promise you, you do this light with me and the Holy Spirit. Two come together. We're strength. We're going to make it get her done, okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Sorry, you got me on a soapbox. I do teach a lot. Can you tell I get a little pushy there? But I still love you guys, and you get a hold of us. We're going to help you. I'll be talking to you on the show. We'll have you come off and on and tell us what's working, what's not, what Jethro needs to get spanked, and what he gets praised for. How's that? That's fair.
Yes.
Thank you. We love you guys. Those of you tuning in, this is a day for manifesting. We're going to talk just a minute on that. We got coming up 850-239. There's a bunch of you calling. Herbalife, you rock. I still don't have your area code if you want to get in. Those of you who are checking with them, yes, we promote the herbal things. Yes, we want to do the positive things. Contact one of us. There's people that will help you if you contact the place you need to be. Patty, you guys are making me wild. I've been listening to this show. I'm so excited. I can't help myself. I'm over here in D.C., and I want to know, when can we get you and Jethro together? Jethro brags about you all the time. All he does is rub it in that he knows you. I want to see you. How can we get you over here? I will let you stay at my house and everything if you want to come. What do we need to do? How much are tickets? We've got friends over here wanting me and Patty together. You guys, we don't need to work that out. Patty, when's the next American Federation, or when? How can we get together? We've lost Patty, you guys.
I'm thinking it's time for another Los Angeles one this next year as well. And we'll get Jethro at that one too.
Perfect. Patty, we got the radio went crazy. We got pieces of that. You'll get me at the one in Los Angeles, and then it knocked you off. Just kind of repeat a little bit.
Really?
Yeah, sorry.
Oops. But yeah, no, we're planning to do a one in Los Angeles this year. We always do one in Texas every year, and we'll do one anywhere else if you can bring us in and bring us an audience.
got it there, so we've got it. And Dean, you know, you write to me, and I love you dearly. This is one of our friends here. Well, you guys that are tuning in from over here in D.C., you guys need to do your part. Help promote the show. Those of you keep asking me, how do I keep it going? Share it on Facebook. Put down your comments. I'm going to tease a lot of you shy ones. I've got a lot of you guys trying to message me now. If you put it down on Facebook, right there under me and Patty, then we can contact you. Even better yet, add Patty as a friend. Then you can ask Patty yourself. I want to make sure you guys are getting your contact. So make sure you're getting with the people that need to. And yes, we will definitely do that. Those of you who want to do that, I'm very open to that. Let's set it up. I challenge you. Okay, downtown Alexandria, you guys always want to joke about it. I've been doing the tarot teaching for you. You set it up. We make sure that we have things going for 35 to 40 people. Patty's got friends here. We'll set it up. We'll all get together. We'll all have one here. So let me know or contact Patty. Either way, let's get her done. I'm going to grab the phones. I've got a lot of you calling, and that's the thing to do. We're down to that part. We're going to grab it and slide into home base. I know that only out of a lot of callers, we got a few, but that's the thing. And those of you tuning in, I've got you. This is a great show. We don't always have to get in. I just want to hear you and Patty. And Patty, you make me laugh. I love when you do your laugh. You always make me feel like life's okay. Just stay the way you are. Thank you. She's writing you from Colorado. This is an 86-year-old friend of mine who's very much lively, and she told me that her magic grew in her garden because every time that she listens to the show with Patty, she comes up with new inventive things to put in her garden that's pink. Lila, your garden's the best. You won the contest from Colorado and some of the other things. Just keep making pink things grow. We love you, Lila. 850, what do you know? Let's go, 850.
Well, hello, Patty. It's Bonnie.
Bonnie! Oh, my God! Oh, Bonnie! Oh, how are you, beautiful, beautiful spirit?
I am beautiful, of course. I want to tell all of these people out in radio land. About 2 years ago or something like that, I don't know how I even saw the number, but I had lost my sister, and I was clinically depressed, for those of you that know what that means. And so I it says, oh, for, you know, she's psychic, number one in the world. And at that time, it says, you know, call. And I thought, yeah, right. Okay. So I dialed the number. And I heard this voice on the other end that said, hi, I'm Patty. And I said, oh, you're Patty? And she said, yeah. And an hour and 20 minutes later of just free talking and her giving me all this advice, she did speak with my sister. She did let me know definitely that she spoke with my sister because I was standing in my living room contemplating taking a whole bottle of pills when I called her, and I had on my sister's red shirt, and I was looking at a picture in that living room with my sister with the same shirt on. And Patty said, your sister is, and at that time I couldn't say her name because I cried 24/7. Her name was Frances. And I was looking at that picture of Frankie and the red shirt, and Patty said, your sister said for me to tell you that she feels honored that you would be wearing that or doing it. She says, but you know, it looks a whole lot better. Your clothes look a whole lot better on you, sis. And she said, and it's something about a red shirt. And I said, oh my goodness, this lady is the real deal. And now I know Frankie visits with me. And that's, you know, one thing too I wanted to tell you, Patty, is I've been seeing these, Patty is goes so far as if we're up at midnight and I send her a messenger, she answers it. I mean, that's how awesome she is, even with all the people that she deals with. And I'm just some little retired teacher over here in the panhandle. But I've been seeing these things out of, like, the corner of my eye. You know, little dashes and little, you know, and over about the last month, these have become, I can actually, you know, I saw it was actually, I'm not afraid now, so it's not scary. You know, an actual head, you know, maybe a little boy or something. And then I hear this music playing. And I say, where's that coming from? You know, and I go put my ear on. I live in a townhome, so I go put my ear on one wall and I don't hear anything. And I go put my ear on the other wall, and I got me one of those little glasses that you stick up there and put your ear to. And this music is, I'm hearing it, but I don't know how to deal with it yet. And, you know, I mean, I don't know how to open it or not, but it's coming. You know, there's no.
We love you, Bonnie. We're down to 90 seconds.
Okay.
You're fine, honey. We love you. We want to go wild. Patty, would you like to say anything here? We know we are Ghost Adventures. Patty's on. You know, she can help you real quick here with this. We have 1 minute before the show is off.
Well, no, Patty, what I want to know is something really big fixing to happen here in that realm?
In the spirit realm with you?
Yes, something really big that I've wanted all my life, all my life.
Yeah, and you know it.
I do, but I mean, you see it?
That's my answer.
All right. Yeah,
trust. You are so intuitive. You are so magical. Mm-hmm. Don't keep giving your power away to me or anybody else. You got it, baby.
I love you, Patty.
I love you.
We love you, Bonnie. Thank you for tuning in. I'm sorry we didn't. We love you, and if they could get that man, Mr. Time, to give us more time, we'd stay with you all day, and we love you. Just keep calling in. Let us know. We know you're real. I love what you said. I used to call Patty, too, and the first time she did that to me made me giggle. She don't sound like a medium. She just sounds like a fun, positive lady, which she is, too. You forget that she's, you know, happy human. You expect her to go, hello, medium. She's like, ah, like, here we go. All of you guys tuning in, this is Psychics Gone Wild. Remember to tune in to Patty at Ghost Adventures coming up here on Friday. Also, Psychic Jethro, Alexandria, Virginia at the Psychic Circle, 928-284-437, 7 p.m. sharp. We'll lock the doors. I hope you're ready to go wild. Remember, reserve your seat for Sunday's Psychic Class with Jethro. We love you. Stay wild. It's the way to be.